Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Chinamani Namaste, Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvisesha Sunyavari Pastya Jade Satarne. Please repeat, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Jaya Sri Krishna
Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Sri Advaita,
Sri Advaita,
Gadadhar,
Srivas,
Adi Govar,
Adi
Govar, Bhaktavrinda, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taror Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari, Lavin, I want you to sit in the chair. That's an order. You have to sit in the chair. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kivalam. Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir, Anyata. Thank you all for coming. Good to see you. So, tonight's program is called Town Hall Meeting. Sanam has a bunch of questions for me. And we're going to answer, and we're also going to sing some songs. So, what's your first question?
Prabhuji, I want to know if a person who's initiated can be assured of liberation.
Very good question. So, let us first sing a song, and then we'll answer the question. Fair enough? That was that's a good question. Now, what song do you like?
Any song glorifying Prabhupada.
Any song glorifying Prabhupada. All right, no drums, no kartals. This is solo. But when I give you the sign, you're all going to say, Prabhupada, everyone say,
Prabhupada.
It'll come at the end of the song, all right? And I want you to all pick a note. I want to have 20-part harmony. And my dear wife can help me with this song. That's all. She wrote this song. This was a Vyas Puja offering you wrote? Prabhupada, you've come to this cold, dark place to deliver all the human race. You brought a message pure and sublime, delivered from the disciplic line. You've come to save us all from hell. This is God's plan, you know it well. So many men have changed their ways, and by your grace they're free from bias and maze. Wherever you spread the holy name, those places will never be the same. The name from your lips sounds so sweet. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet.
Now
here comes your part.
Right.
Watch how I do it, then you repeat. Prabhupada. Pick your note. Prabhupada. Prabhupada,
Prabhupada.
Just you sing it. I'm waiting for you. One, two, three.
Prabhupada.
Again.
Prabhupada.
Just the ladies. Everybody, I don't hear the ladies. I got the last one. Prabhupada. Give yourselves a big hand. All right, so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to sing and answer questions. So, your question was, again, initiated devotee is what? Guaranteed? liberation? No. Just because you're initiated does not guarantee you liberation. Initiation puts you in the best position for liberation. But it's not a guarantee. Because you can be initiated and become completely materialistic. You can be initiated and commit so many offenses. You can be initiated and become so puffed up. So just because you're initiated, no. That's just like other religions who teach, I can do anything I want, but because I believe in this Savior, I'm saved. No, that's not, no. Initiation puts you in the best possible scenario, but in itself, it's not a guarantee. One has to follow the rules and regulations, first of all. To be initiated, the word initiate means to begin, to start. And when somebody is initiated, they made promises that they would chant 16 rounds and strictly follow the four regulative principles. So, Prabhupada said that if you chant 16 rounds, and what are we chanting? So we're doing that 16 rounds every day, and we're strictly following how many principles?
Four.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Right? So Prabhupada said if you chant 60 rounds and follow the four regulative principles, you will go back home, back to God in this lifetime. So if you do that, then you're guaranteed to go back home, back to God. But not, yes, I was initiated, but I don't chant. Yes, I'm initiated, but I don't follow any principles. Mm-mm. This was the contract that you made with the spiritual master. Minimum 16 rounds every day and strictly follow the four regulative principles. Then, that's a different question. If your question had been, Prabhuji, if a devotee chants his 16 rounds every day and follows the four regulative principles, is he? Yes, because Prabhupada said so. You understand? Is that, anybody have a doubt about that? Anyone disagree with me?
No.
All in favor, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Very good. First question is answered. What's your second? You have a list. How many? 64? Huh? Well, what's the next one?
Okay. My next question is, if a person goes back to Godhead, will he ever come back?
Ha! I like your questions. These are very advanced. So, Levine, should we do your song? I already gave her her song. Should we do your song, Levine? But you have to sit in the chair. Will you sit in the chair?
Don't give him a hard time.
No, I want Levine to sit in the chair.
You're as bad as people saying you must eat one more chapati. It's, come on. Give the guy a break.
Okay, no cartels, no drums. All right? This is Levine. Is still your favorite song? This and Bhaja Hare Mana, right? Okay, she's going to sing Bhaja Hare Mana. I don't know if tonight, but one of these days, she's going to sing. Though we gotta say goodbye to this body, Lord Krishna promises this, we'll get another chance. Where's that line from? We should not lament. Who knows? Bhagavad Gita. Very good. What chapter? Excellent. Come to the head of the class. Very good. We should never be attached to this body because it's just. not lament. For the soul is like sunlight. The soul can dwell everywhere. The soul can never be withered. She's not slain when the body is slain. Now I have a question. Why did I say she? Who can answer? This is a very advanced question. Why did I say she? Am I a sexist? Explain.
She because the living entity is female.
You are most intelligent. That's why you're sitting the closest.
We are Prakriti and Krishna is Purusha.
How have you learned this?
From my Guru Maharaj, from the devotees.
Excellent. You have good advanced knowledge. Thank you very much. Did everyone hear his answer? I'll repeat it just in case. He said that the living entity is female. And then he explained why. Prakriti. Prakriti is female. So who is the only real Purusha?
Krishna
or God. Narayan, Vishnu, as long as it's God. He is the only enjoyer. All the living entities, being energy, Prakriti, they are considered female. Excellent. Very good. Now I can proceed. I don't want to say goodbye to my body, thinking that life will end. Let me take advice from Bhagavad Gita. I should not lament. Let's sing it, everybody. You should not lament. Let's sing to each other. We should not lament. The soul is eternal. The soul can dwell everywhere. The soul can never be withered. She's not slain when the body. Say goodbye to my body, thinking that life will end. I must believe the words of Bhagavad Gita. I should not lament. You should not lament. Help me sing my song. Everyone, lament. Let's all do it one more time. We should not lament. Hey, very good. All right. Can you repeat your question one more time?
My question was if one is liberated and goes back to Godhead, are there any chances of him coming back again?
Okay. So, let's look at what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. How many people believe everything Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita? Now, who does not believe everything Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita? Everybody? All right. So more than once, Krishna says that once having returned, you don't come back here. So that's the first thing. Krishna says, and you all said, you believe everything Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, correct? So, Krishna says, more than once, once you return to him, you don't come back. Alright? Now, what would be the plausible explanation? The plausible explanation is that here you are in the material world, in order to go back to Krishna, you have to be so determined that by the time you actually do it, you have learned your lesson. We have come to this material world. Why? Because we were there and we thought, I know it's hard to believe, but we got it in our mind. What would it be like to be Krishna. We wanted to imitate and feel what it's like to be Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said, okay, I'll fulfill your desire, but it cannot happen here in my abode because everybody else doesn't think like you. So therefore, I have to create a world for you. It's called Santiago, where you can feel what it's like to be me. I have to create a dream world called Japan. And now the Japan world is waking up. That's what's happening. Krishna is waking them up. As we woke up last year, right? When we had our Teramoto. Did we all not wake up? We all became Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We chanted like we never chanted before. And we all became more serious, did we not? How many of you feel that you became more advanced over 1 year's time? Yes. You all became more serious. Yes. If you're going to, that's good. So she understands. Very good. So yes. So this material world is a dream. We are dreaming in each way. We are trying to feel or imitate Krishna. Now, we are different because we are just about coming out of the dream. Because we have come to the conclusion that Krishna is God. Does everybody here accept that Krishna is God? That gift is very rare. That not everybody has that. Not everybody in India has that. What to speak of the rest of the world? To come to the conclusion that Krishna is God. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many births. How many? Millions. You didn't come to this conclusion overnight. It's been a long process. But now that you have come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're this close. Do you all realize how close you are to perfection? You're this close. And as one president of the United States used to say, stay the course. You've got to stay the course. Because you're this close. So, you're so, so very close to perfection. You're one Hare Krishna away from chanting without offense. You chant one time without offense. That's it. That's all it takes. One utterance of Krishna's name without offense. You're so close. So don't give up. Don't give up. You're so close. Where is Sanam? She has to hear the rest of the answer. I know, but she should have somebody else answer the door. Everybody chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Is she back?
Yes.
I'm not going to finish the question until I see you.
Yeah.
All right. So, Krishna assures us that once having returned, you never come back to this material world. And you trust Krishna. Krishna wouldn't play a joke on us. Now I give a practical example. When I was 5 years old, I took, how many, anybody here 5 years old? Who's five?
Four and six.
All right, in between, all right. So, when I was her age, I took a pencil, what do you say, lapis? And I stuck it in the socket. And my mother found me. So, do you think I could do that again?
Not unless you were really dumb.
And according to you, that could. Now, I could do it, right? I could. But would I?
No.
No. Because I remember what it was like to stick the pencil. All right? So the possibility I still have free will. So once going back to Godhead, I still have free will. You follow? But Krishna says it ain't going to happen because he protects you. Prabhupada even mentions that in a purport in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna protects his pure devotee from falling down. So just have faith in Krishna. That's all. Then probably one of the questions I'm going to play clairvoyant here. One of the questions might be, Prabhuji, if we were already there, why did I come here? Don't ask that question. Because you could spend your whole life trying to figure out why, and then miss the opportunity of returning. Better you go back and then ask Krishna, Krishna, why did I do this in the first place? And here's the other answer. You have all had bad dreams at one point, right? Right? So when you're having a bad dream, and then you wake up and you go, oh, it was just a dream, right? Right? Do you worry about how did I get the bad dream? No, you're just happy that you woke up from the dream and you forget about it because you immediately begin your normal activities. I mean, I don't meditate. I have bad dreams sometimes. And I don't worry about it. See, how did I have that bad dream? No, because you realize it was just a dream. Similarly, didn't I say that this material existence is a dream? So once you return with Krishna, you'll wake up from the dream and you'll go, oh, that was a bad dream I had, even though it was millions and millions of lifetimes here in Santiago, wherever. But once you wake up with Krishna, it's like, and Krishna will go, Sanam, we've been missing you. You've been asleep. Welcome back. So everything will be fine. And you won't even spend a second thinking about this bad dream. Okay? All right. What's your next question? So far, you're doing good.
Prabhuji, I heard a lecture of yours where you spoke about how Bhishma Dev gave up his body looking at Krishna's face.
Yes.
Now, my question is, what is the difference if one gives up his body and one commits suicide under favorable circumstances? Chanting, or what is the difference? One is giving up the body and one is committing suicide.
All right, let's do a song first. Because, see, the song gives me time to think of a good answer. Okay? I have to think. All right. So let's find a good song. Oh, let's do Govinda. Now, here's where you guys come in. By the way, this is going to be a special program because it's not being a webcast. My camera and my computer are acting up, so it's not going to be webcast. Therefore, this is just for you guys. So it's a special program just for Santiago. Sometimes it happens. Krishna, I tried 8 times to get the webcam to work. It won't work. Krishna's in control. It happens that way. All right, so let's do Govinda. Play soft. Okay. All right? Play very soft. Who's our drummer? Where did our drummer go?
Here.
Well, come on. You can come to the head of the class, but you got to go do your work. All right. Now, when I point to you, you're going to sing Govinda, everybody.
Govinda.
You have a djembe? What do you have? Dolak? All right, you play too. All right? So what's your line?
Govinda.
And you're going to sing it again. Again.
Govinda.
Okay, it comes in twos. Cause and Govinda. A big hand. Particular style was created here last year in Santiago. I do this song different ways, but that style, you guys, that's the Santiago version. Yeah. Yes, because Santiago inspires me in ways no other place in the world inspires me. When I come to Santiago, I do things I don't do anywhere else in the world. And I said in my last class, I said in my last class in Los Angeles that I am going tonight to my favorite preaching place in the whole world. And some of the people got a little agitated. What? I said, yes, this is my favorite spot. All right, your question again. All right. Bhishma Dev, first of all, is Mahajan, one of the 12 great authorities on the science of God. Bhishma Dev cannot do or would not do anything that is not authorized, first of all. So Bhishma Dev giving up his life is not suicide. First of all, what was the situation? His body was riveted with arrows. Do you think anybody can survive hundreds of arrows? He should have died. But he had gotten that boon from his father that you will die when you decide. So he is like a mystic yogi. Mystic yogis can also give up their body at will. That's not suicide. There, the yogis and people like Bhishma Dev giving up their bodies, they have conquered the laws of nature. They're actually beyond death. And because of that, they are given that benediction. They can give up the body at will. That's different. What to speak of Bhishma Dev? And as you so nicely pointed out, who has come to see Bhishma Dev at this moment? Krishna. Krishna, here was the situation. This was after the battle of Kurukshetra. Bhishma Dev is still on the battlefield, lying on a bed of arrows that are in his body. Yudhishthir was lamenting that because of me, this battle of Kurukshetra was fought, and millions of people gave up their lives. That's a fact. In 18 days, millions gave up their lives. And Yudhishthir was feeling responsible because it was a fact. The whole battle of Kurukshetra was Krishna's plan just so that Yudhishthir would be king of the world. Krishna set up the chessboard and all the pawns and everybody played their part. But Yudhishthir, because he is the son of religion personified, is the most pious. He's too pious because he didn't want to tell the lie. So he's extremely pious. So Yudhishthir was feeling guilty. Krishna tried to convince Yudhishthir, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Vyasadeva also, nobody could convince Yudhishthir. He was so disturbed. So Krishna couldn't convince him. Vyasadeva could. So Krishna said, come with me. So Krishna and Yudhishthir, Arjuna, I don't know if Bhima came, but they went, Krishna took them to Bhishma. And Bhishma Dev convinced Yudhishthir. He was the great grandfather. So just see how powerful is Bhishma. Krishna couldn't convince Yudhishthir, but Bhishma Dev could. And Bhishma Dev told Yudhishthir, no, you don't understand. You have now been appointed king of the world. You must take up this responsibility. It is the plan of Krishna. So you have to do it. And Bhishma then said, nobody can understand the plan of Krishna. Just like right now, all over the world, people are scratching their heads. Why is Japan suffering? Everybody is giving their opinion. It's because of this reason, this reason, this reason. Nobody knows. We can say, from at least one angle of vision, it's karma. Mother Earth is adjusting the karma for the planet. And I told people in Los Angeles on Saturday night, you don't worry about Japan, you're next. So there's an expression in America. It's from a famous author. When there's a funeral, the church bell rings, ding, ding, ding. So the expression is, ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. Meaning, don't worry about, oh, the church bell is ringing, who has died? No. I'm next. I'm next in line. I got to worry about me. I have to get my things in order. Don't worry. That guy's already dead and gone. So I got to worry about me. Am I ready? So now, Krishna arranged so that Yudhishthir would hear from Bhishma and be convinced that everything that was planned by Krishna is perfect Yudhishthira should assume the throne. Then Krishna also knew how Bhishma wants to give up his body. Krishna was fulfilling the desire of his devotee. Krishna is known as Bhakta Vatsala. Everyone say it.
Bhakta Vatsala.
Krishna does things simply to satisfy his devotee. And Bhishma's great, great exalted devotee of Krishna. When Bhishma Dev was shooting arrows at Krishna, Bhishma Dev was shooting arrows at Krishna, and Krishna showed some blood, but that's a show. Krishna doesn't have blood. So when you do these movies, you know, that's ketchup. That's not blood, right? But it looks like blood, right? So Bhishma was shooting arrows at Krishna, for the movie, Krishna showed that there was blood coming out. But Krishna cannot bleed. But for Krishna, Bhishma's arrows were like Pushpanjali. When you offer flowers to Krishna, Pushpanjali, does it hurt Krishna? In the temple, sometimes they throw hundreds of flowers. If somebody throws a flower, does it hurt you? So Bhishma's arrows, Krishna was taking, oh, my devotee is offering me Pushpanjali. See how Krishna is? So, Bhishma is such a great devotee. Krishna is saying, I am going to benedict Bhishma. And he will give up his body in my presence as the sun is setting. So Bhishma and Krishna didn't stay at Bhishma's head. He stayed at Bhishma's feet so that Bhishma looking could see the smiling face of Krishna and give up his body. Like a yogi, that's actually mentioned in Bhagavatam. He gave up his life like a yogi in the presence of Krishna. Suicide is different, okay? And the incident is Sanatana Goswami. You've heard of Sanatana Goswami, right? Sanatana Goswami, during the time of Lord Chaitanya, when he left Vrindavan and came to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, on the way, he drank some bad water and he got a kind of disease where there were oozing sores all over his body. So, he was staying with Haridas Thakur. And every day, Lord Chaitanya, his idea was, Lord Chaitanya would go see Jagannath and then bring some Mahaprasad for Haridas Thakur, because he was not allowed in the temple. Which means Haridas Thakur was not allowed to see Jagannath, so Jagannath was coming to see him. Because is there any difference between Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath? They're the same, yes? Yes. So he couldn't see Jagannath. Oh, for my devotee, I'll come see him. So Sanatana was there. And Lord Chaitanya had great affection for Sanatana. So even though his body was oozing sores, Lord Chaitanya would embrace him. And Sanatana was thinking, oh my God, I'm committing offenses. Lord Chaitanya is touching my body with these oozing sores. I'm committing offenses. So he was thinking, I will throw myself underneath the Ratiyatra cart. And getting run over by the Ratiyatra cart, I'll go back to Godhead. Because he didn't want to commit offenses. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya, where does Krishna reside in the body?
In the heart.
So does Krishna know everything we're thinking?
Yes.
Is Lord Chaitanya Krishna?
Yes.
Is Lord Chaitanya in Sanatana's heart?
Yes.
So the next day, because Sanatana didn't say anything. He discussed it with Haridas Thakur, but he didn't say anything to Lord Chaitanya. The next day, Lord Chaitanya said, Sanatana, if it was so easy to get shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by committing suicide, I would do it 100 times. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, that's not how you get Krishna. You don't get Krishna by throwing yourself underneath the Jagannath cart or committing suicide. Lord Chaitanya said this is how it works. That sometimes the devotee feels such intense separation from Krishna that he feels like he wants to give up his life. And at that moment, Krishna comes and delivers him. Because Krishna does not want any harm to come to his devotee. So Lord Chaitanya said, acts of suicide are acts in the mode of ignorance. You don't get Krishna by performing acts in the mode of ignorance. Bhishma Dev and the yogis, those are not acts of mode of ignorance. Those are actions in the mode of goodness, or in Bhishma's case, modes of pure goodness. So there's a difference. You don't get that. And then Lord Chaitanya confirmed. How do you get Krishna? Hearing and chanting. That's how you get Krishna. And what have you always heard me preach at every program, whether it's on the internet or in Santiago? What do I hammer in every lecture? Hearing and chanting about Krishna. Case closed. Okay? That's not how you get Krishna. All right, what is your next question? You're doing good.
Prabhuji, I have read that a sinful soul, the soul's journey after the soul has left the body, after the soul reaches Yamaraj, dog bites this person to remind him of his sinful activities. What I want to know is the ceremonies we perform for the person who is dead, after he is dead, how do they help the soul? Do they help the soul?
Yes, very good. All right, let's do a song. And we'll answer your question. All right. So, let's see. I'm going to pick. All right. Let's do a song that, yes, let's do that song. And you can all sing and chant. And drummers, please play. I like the way you, what's your name?
Pavan.
Pavan? All right. You play nice. You guys, compliment. All right. Where is that song? This is Sakshi's favorite song, but she's not here, but we're going to do it anyway.
And she can't even watch online.
Yeah, she can't even watch. Sing with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everybody. Very nice. Give yourselves a hand. Good singing. Very good. All right. So where did she go? How can I answer her question? You're coming back, aren't you?
I'm back over
here. Huh? There you are. All right, good. So, first of all, the dogs biting, that's for those who are going to hell. Not everybody gets that experience, okay? But your question specifically, so say somebody is in that situation, going to hell. So if somebody does some kind of bhakti or devotional activity, then it can certainly be for the benefit of that soul. So it could reduce the sentence. Because that's just the beginning. Being bitten by the dogs, that's just the beginning. Depending on the severity of the sinful person's life, he may have to suffer terribly in hell. But if persons do some kind of bhakti activity for that soul, it can be reduced, it can be nullified. Now, there's no way of knowing. So we do as much as we can for our loved ones so that in their next life, they will be like what I do when I do funeral ceremonies. I have everybody pray. Let's pray that this person either can go back to Godhead or take birth in a house of a nice devotee so that they can continue and progress nicely. So, I know in Hindu culture you have pinda, right? So that's good. Because if your ancestors are not in a good situation, your spiritual activities can be for their benefit. I know many people in Los Angeles, they'll sponsor the Sunday feast on anniversaries like this for their loved ones. You understand? Because whatever they may be, if they need some boost, if they need something, you can take that credit and apply it on their account. So it's great mercy and compassion upon you that you can do like that, if you can. The best thing you can do for your ancestors is become a pure devotee. Because if you become a pure devotee, 21 generations, backwards and forwards, all get delivered. So, devotee is the most magnanimous, most merciful person. Because whatever a devotee does is for the benefit of others. And simultaneously, the devotee benefits him or herself. This is why bhakti is so great. If you go, and let's say you have 20% in your account, and you take your 20% and you give it to others, at the end of the day, now your account is 40. So there's great benefit from being a devotee and going out and giving Krishna consciousness to others. You benefit and others benefit. Like that. Is that good enough?
Yes.
Next question. I want you to be fully satisfied.
Sabudhi, is it true that at the time of initiation, the guru takes away all your past sins?
All right. Let's find a good song. Let's do this song. Drummers can drum. Where did my wife go? Did she leave? I don't know where she could go. All right, this is called Going Home. How can you all sing? Going home. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Well, sing it. Going home. Which home am I talking about? Going home. One more time. Going home. Forget about your worries, forget about your needs. Chant the Maha Mantra, dance and you will be going home. Very good, Bernie. Going home. Everyone, clap your hands and sing along. Going home. Everything is free. We've been away for so long. You know we long to be going home. Who wants to go?
Going home.
That's more like it. Sing your song.
Going home. Going home.
right. Everyone, don't touch that dial. I got to.